Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVD. Opening the FARA General Service Net for Wednesday night. Stand by. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information about our club, you can see our website at W4VA.org. That's Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha .org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio equipment, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Announcements tonight. Tomorrow is our club meeting, our monthly club meeting, and the good news is all restrictions have been lifted at the PATH Foundation building, so come one, come all. No restrictions on attendance, no masks required, unless you want to wear one, of course. So 7:15 tomorrow. Of course, you'll want to come early just to socialize and whatnot. Gordon Miller, whose call is escaping me, I'm sorry, but with Spark, will be visiting us tomorrow evening with plaques and certificates for everybody who participated in the Virginia CUSO party. Apparently, as usual, we took a number of awards, and so we have a lot of plaques to give out, as well as certificates for, gosh, I don't know, everybody who participated? I can't remember if they do that or not. Anyway, the point is, he'll be there. He's got a lot of stuff to deliver to us. We'll also be having a presentation, basically a photo montage video presentation that Kevin KX4KU put together for us from the pictures that you guys all provided. Of highlights and whatnot, at least it was what was photographed and documented from field day, and we can all kind of chat and look back and be grateful we survived it. So there's that. I don't have any other announcements that I can think of, so we'll hope to see you all there tomorrow night. And with that said, we'll go ahead and take check-ins. So N7IVB standing by.
This is K1HTV.
KV7RAV.
K4GG.
Kilo X-ray 4. Kilo Uniform.
KS1PPY.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo 4, Bravo Oscar X-ray.
KJ7APV. I think I heard Stiffy doubling with someone.
Okay, we've got K1HTV, WV7RAV. AK4GG, KX4KU, KO4LLC, KS1PPY, KM4OZH, K4BOX, and KJ7APV. Anybody else tonight? Please call now.
KF4TEK, no comment.
KO4NLV, no comment also.
Okay, let's see, KF4TEK. And KO4NLV lurking. All right, well, let's go ahead and kick this off. I guess the big thing that's happening is that the 13 colonies is winding down. We've got a little under 4 hours to go if anybody is still trying to work anybody to get that. I have been still struggling to get the French station, and as a matter of fact, they're on 17 meters running CW and having virtually nobody trying to reach them. They've been, like, really hard to get. So I was sitting here actually literally plugging in my old straight key just as the net was beginning, so hopefully they'll stick around long enough that I can see if I can't flounder through a manual CW mode to try and get hold of them. Anyway, on that note, K1HTV, go ahead.
Thank you, Brad. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Also operating is K2 Bravo. 140880. And let me check my latest QSO count is 2,000. 106. All right, yeah, 2106 QSO so far on FT4, mostly FT4, a little bit of FT8, a couple 2 meters, and I did work a couple 6 meter contacts today, including JA1 JRK on 6 meters. I worked them as K2 Bravo. So, sure, we'll find that kind of surprising. Yep, there goes another QSO, and I'll add that increment by one. Looking forward to tomorrow's gathering, the meeting, over at the PATH Foundation building. Been focusing on the K2B operation the past week or so. It's the last night tonight. I'll be on for another couple of stints, a couple hour stints. So having fun, making lots of contacts. I didn't think I'd be able to make it, even after, you know, after all the field day operation. I thought I'd be worn out. No, still have some energy left in this old body. Back to you, Brad. This is K1HTV.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Yeah, I've been doing the satellite, one of the two satellite operators here in Virginia for the K2B call sign, and that's pretty well worn me out. I'm just about ready to say I don't like satellites anymore. But most of you know, you work a satellite for 5 or 10 minutes and then you sit around waiting for a while. The problem is I'm not having to sit around waiting long enough to really recover because there's so many of them up there that are actually workable at this point that I'm lucky to have an hour, maybe an hour and a half of break. But some of these satellites are clumped together, and so they all come over like one right after the other. So it's been interesting. It's been fun. I have been working just like a slave to get 57 whole contacts. So take that, Rich. But, yeah, when you're sitting around doing the digital, it's so much easier. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I listened in on some of these CW and single sideband pileups, and I was like, no way. I am not going to play that game. I actually did get through as a somebody going in, but I don't think I could handle being an operator in that kind of a pileup. So, pretty much, that's a lot of work. Anyway, WV7RAV, Randy, go ahead.
This is WV7RAV. I've got 12 on 80 meters and 12 on 40 meters, and waiting for somebody to pop up in those two states to fill in the clean sweep across those two bands and whatnot. I've got a few others. Haven't been able to work the European stations. I hear them barely, but I'm just not working them. So, other than that, I got other things to keep me busy, and look forward to tomorrow night. I missed field day. I was out in Montana during field day, and I was on my way home, so I missed all the fun. So, be nice to see the pictures of the movie. Anyway, WV7RAD, back to that.
Well, it's good to have you back safe after traveling around. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. KX4KU, Kevin, go ahead.
And Southern IVV, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thank you for doing the net tonight. First off, I'll say shout out to everybody who provided me photos from field day. Putting together something for the website as well as putting Brad's presentation together. The website might have a few more things, but not much. As regarding your comment about CW and 13 colonies, I almost had a clean sweep of CW stations except for Great Britain. That's the only one I didn't get. I got France just fine. The Great Britain CW ops had been on sporadically, and then this afternoon when they were on, probably before the soccer game, because that's when they stopped. It was disgusting the way some of the people were acting, like their lives depended on it. Just sending her call like 5 times in a row, it was just a mess.
I felt bad for the guy on the other end. Maybe work can get to the organizers, maybe have them some more split ups at least. But there was no way I was going to make it through to get the clean sweep of all CW. But I got an FT8 from Great Britain, so there we go. Let me take a quick break. And just last, I did the CWT today. Didn't do stellar, but fans were just crowded. I think everybody has this week off, because, you know, I was getting pounced on left and right. There were so many people participating, so, which is good. But gets a little frustration from my end, and after trying to grease up a great big Britain, 13 colonies of frustration, I'm pretty frustrated out. So anyway, all in good fun. Thanks a lot again. See everyone tomorrow night. Look forward to it. N7IBV, KX4KU, back to that.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Yeah, I understand the frustration for sure. I'm sitting here trying to operate the satellites, and I'm calling and calling, and the problem is I can't hear myself. And for those of you that don't know, when you're working the linear transponder single sideband satellites, you know, of course you're transmitting up on one frequency and listening on the other, you have to be able to hear yourself to make sure you're tuned to the right frequency on both sides. And of course if you can't, then the question is, okay, am I just on the wrong frequency, or am I not hitting the satellite, or is it not in the right place? And oh my goodness, I spent more time fighting with that the first few days. And it's just like, all right, I give up. I had to go in the other room. So it was lots of fun. Yeah, can't you tell? Anyway, AK4GG, John, how are you tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Brad, and the rest of the group. Yeah, I didn't participate. It sounds a little bit too tricky for a novice like me. But I'm glad that there's a good turnout for it, and it sounds like it was enjoyable for most of the people once to get through the pile-ups and their frustrations. Yeah, look, I'm not sure if I can make it tomorrow night, but I'm glad that it's getting back to normal with the usual turnout for the evening's award presentations, I guess. Nothing else to report. Back to the group in 7IVV, AK4GG.
Well, it was good to see you field day. So that's that counts. KS1PPY, how are you doing tonight? And 7IVV.
IVV in the net. Doing pretty good. I'm really tired. I've spent the 4th of July weekend doing a lot of driving, 12-hour shifts and 8-hour shifts, and as well as working shift for work. A lot of shifting going on. So I'm kind of in a half daze, just sitting here at work filling out a report. Figured I'd hop on the net and add to the numbers and. I've been having a lot of fun with the 13 colonies. I managed to work all 13, and then the bonus stations. And just for giggles, I started seeing how many bands I could collect them on. And for curiosity's sake, you talk about muddling through a CW contact. I wish I'd have spent more time in the CW trailer during field day, because I managed to muddle through, I think, two or three CW contacts with N1MM's CW reader, and using the keyer to type my stuff in rather clumsy form, realized I didn't understand the exchanges quite as well as I'd hoped. So I managed to get contacts, managed to get it in the log, but it was ugly. But that's all I got for the moment. We'll turn it back to that KS1 PPY.
Well, okay. I'm sorry you're wiped out from work. It makes me wonder, are you a shifty person or a shiftless person? Whatever it is, you've been doing a lot of shifts. So take it easy and have the rest of the night off. Gil, KM4OZH, your handrail was really popular. Of course, nobody had a clue that it was brand new, that it was you that put it together, but it was sure helpful. KM4OZH, N7IVV, go ahead.
N7IVV, KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. Well, that's good that was worthwhile. And as far as the handrail goes, and you don't know the lives that it might have saved. So there you go. Well, let's see here. I didn't actually 13 colonies. I didn't actually get started on that until Monday afternoon, late Monday afternoon, and I turn on the radio on the sideband, and I said, well, there's a bunch of stations here, so I went ahead with it, and got 12 stations out of the 13 in just about 4 hours there on Monday afternoon, and working 90 watts. On a solid sideband contacts. So then I came back on Tuesday evening and hit the remaining, who was it? New Jersey, K2I. Yeah, because he hadn't been, it was watching DX Summits. He wasn't there. Of course, everybody was there on FT8 and so forth. So I hit I got up this morning had the amplifier all ready. To go DX, and so this morning I got up and figured, well, we'll take advantage of the gray line. Let me grab a nickel. So I came in and turned the radio on and turned the amp on, but before the amp warmed up, here was GB13COL calling CQ, and he wasn't being pounded like Tuesday night. One try, 90 watts. Didn't even turn the amplifier on, so that made me happy there. So out of and Kevin was exactly right. There was some terrible poor manners of operators trying to work the British station. Oh, they were arguing with each other, talking with, you can't hear the British operator coming back because they're jabbering and cussing at each other and playing music. So figure that, but. But anyway, so Rich said he worked 2,106 contacts, which is a great deal. But I think I waded through 2,106 stations to get to TM13COL. But I did that with a bunch of power. But it all worked, and I got them all, so I'm happy. All sideband and all but one on 90 watts. KM4, OZH, back to net.
Oh, that's great, Gil. Well, Ross will be proud of you for doing it only on 90 watts and not needing the amplifier. Of course, we all know Ross wouldn't have used anything more than 5 watts, but that's okay. I was experimenting a little bit this last week because, running satellite, you don't usually run more than 20 watts or so, mostly because you've got, the EIRP of your antenna that's boosting it up, so your effective radiated power is... I don't know, plenty more than 100 watts or more, quite a bit more than that. I just don't feel like doing the math right at the moment from inputting only 20 watts. So you just don't use a lot of power on these satellites. So I found every once in a while that I would switch over after a satellite pass to FT8 or something and make a bunch of contacts and then realize, oh, I'm still only running 20 watts. And yet I was still getting really good signal reports over there. Lesson learned, you just don't need huge power. Of course, Rich will verify that all day long. Better antennas are much better all the way around. K4BOX, Garth, nice to have you with us tonight. Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is K4BOX. Thanks for running the net, Brad. I appreciate it. This is actually the first that I heard of the 13 colonies, unfortunately, for this year. I had a lot of fun last year working it, but I've been super busy over the last week. I've actually been going back into the office a little bit. Fortunately, I'm done with that for at least the time being. But, the commute and office life again after all this time away has kept me super busy, and I haven't been able to get on the radio. So maybe I can do 13 colonies next year. I am, however, looking forward to seeing all of you tomorrow. I was unable to make the last meeting because we were out of town, so I'm looking forward to being able to catch up with everybody in person. But that's it. I'll see everybody tomorrow, and this is K4BOX, back to net.
Okay, sir. Well, it'll be good to see you again tomorrow. KJ7APV, Becca, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV and the net. This is KJ7APV. I've got a question for everybody on the net, if that's okay. Oh, Brad, net control. Maybe they could answer my question, and if they want to, with check-ins. It's about the recent solar flare X class on the 3rd of July. Is my signal good?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm reading from spaceweather.com. I believe it's the 6th July 2021 article titled First X Flare of Solar Cycle 25. I'll read a few excerpts. A pulse of X-rays ionized the top of Earth's atmosphere, causing a shortwave radio blackout over the Atlantic Ocean. Mariners, aviators, and amateur radio operators may have noticed unusual propagation effects below 30 megahertz, just after 1429 UT. X-flares are the strongest kind of flare. They are typically responsible for the deepest radio blackouts and the most intense geomagnetic storms. And apparently, they're unlike CMEs, coronal mass injections, which take a while to reach Earth. Especially the X-class arrives at Earth right away. So my question is, did anybody experience unusual propagation or blackout due to this 3 July flare? So I will end my sharing with that question, 73, and back to you, N79VV.
Okay, thanks, Becca. Yeah, definitely. Most everybody who works HF said that the band just dropped out completely. Everything below, like they said, everything below 30 megahertz, which is the entire HF spectrum, just went dead. And people couldn't make enough contacts to even know it. And I don't know how long it lasted. I was sitting here watching the numbers, but I wasn't trying to work HF particularly. So I don't know how much it went out. Rich might want to recheck later and tell us a little bit more because he's always on there. But anyway, yeah, it was kind of interesting to see how that affects things. The sun we're at the mercy of the sun, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. So anyway, thanks for your comments. Okay, any more check-ins tonight? This is N7IVV.
KO4 IUM.
KN4 FPL. Okay, Nick, I got KO4 IUM, and Bob, I got KN4 SPL. Somebody doubled with you and lost. Who was that?
KX4 KU would be the loser.
Oh, shucks, you're not a loser, Kevin. Okay, KO4 IUM, Nick, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KO4 IUM in the net, doing well. I did actually participate in the 13 Colony Special Event. Had a good time with that. A lot of opportunities to learn some new things on HF. I'm glad to hear some of the more experienced hams talk about how bad the manners of some of the operators were. I was a little concerned that might be the normal, especially for the GB13COL and TM13COL. Actually ended up to manage to work 8 of the stations as CW, computer assisted. I'm still working on being able to copy by ear, but managed to work 8 CW contacts, and the rest were mostly sideband, 1 FT4, actually K2B, so thank you for that, Rich, and 1 FT8 for Connecticut. So the GB13COL, actually I was attempting to work when the X-ray event occurred, and the band just dropped. It was gone. Nothing else was there, and it lasted at least an hour or two, I think, before I really heard anything else, or at that point I gave up. But I actually managed to work them over on D-Star on the 5th, so that was my one non-RF contact. But other than that, managed to work them. A lot of fun, good learning experience. And looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. And Bree and I will be there tomorrow in person. So back to the net, KO4 IUM.
Okay, Nick, well, very good. And congratulations on the contact you made, and especially on the CW. You know, I've been threatening to get my straight key out and actually use it pretty much for the last 2.5 years since I put everything together, and you guys have never heard me actually succeed. So, if because you know, I really want this stupid French station because I want to have a clean sweep. You know, I worked so hard on the satellite stuff, and I wasn't able to chase these things as much as I'd like, although I did. I mean, you know, frankly, when things got quiet on the satellites, we ended up working each other just because there's nobody on but us trying to contact people. So that was kind of fun. But anyway, KN4SPL, Bob, yep, do you go? I mean, it's like your turn. Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. This is KN4SPL. Running a little late tonight. Had a fine gentleman trying to sell me a $22,000 roof. Oof. That was not sinking very well. So I think I'm going to be out there looking for a couple more estimates. But that's not really radio related. So 13 colonies. Let's see. I did get all the states and the Great Britain station, but I could not, for the life of me, get the France station or the Philly station. So kind of was absorbed tonight, so I didn't even have a chance to try to get the last two stations. So I got most of them, so I'm pretty good on that, and I was split pretty much even, seven sideband and 7 FT8. So anyway, I did enjoy that over the weekend, and not going to be able to make it to the meeting tomorrow night, so I'm hoping there's still simulcast on WebEx. Anyway, that's all I got. I'm exhausted. This is KN4 SPL, back to net.
Yeah, that's a bit steep for a roof. You know, but you got to have it, but there's no way you need to pay that much. Seems to me my folks just got a $10,000 roof, but they've got a big house and lots of pitches and stuff. Of course, it's in Texas. I don't know if the prices are that different between the two places. But anyway, well, I hope that works out for you, and we'll miss you tomorrow night. Yes, we will be doing a simulcast with WebEx, and we plan to continue to do that as long as anybody has any interest in us doing that. I mean, if nothing else, we'll try to record the session so people can kind of check in after the fact if they want. KX4KU, go ahead.
N7IVV, KX4KU. This is just kind of a follow-on, and maybe you can explain it to everybody, but when you were talking about operating satellite, don't they tell you that you should use low power, especially with the linear satellites, because you'll overload it and nobody else can use it or something like that? Am I correct in that? Back to you, N7IVV, KX4KU.
Yeah, basically. And frankly, it's just kind of the same thing with the FM satellites, and I don't quite understand how some of these guys this last few days have been able to get in there and just hit it full quieting. I mean, because the FM satellites are similar to a repeater, but they can still continue to kind of receive other people at the same time. Yeah, it's just kind of squirrely. The linear ones sound just like your regular radio if you're tuning around on single sideband on, you know, 20 or 40 or whatever, and you've got like 40 kilohertz. I'm just always kind of messed up on my math here sometimes, but the point is you've got a bandwidth, and basically it's a linear in the standpoint of not only, well, it's linear because whatever goes in comes out, which means the more power you put in, the more power it thinks it has to put out, which runs the batteries down on the satellite. It stresses the satellite and wears it out, frankly. And so the council, of course, is always to use the low, well, it's like ham radio anywhere. We use the lowest power possible to carry on communications, and that's especially true with the satellites. So it's kind of an interesting balancing act, and it's hard to tell if somebody's running too much power or not. I don't know. I'm not that well-versed on it, but anyway, I hope that answers your question. Okay, last call. Any more check-ins? This is N7IBB for the Fair General Information General Services. Now, go ahead.
KS1 PBY recheck.
Okay, SMB, we'll let you tie the ribbons on it tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, darn it. I thought you had somebody else or another recheck in there. I was just going to answer Becca's question. I was actually operating during that blackout as well. Scared the crap out of myself because I thought I was using a little bit more power than usual into the tuner that I have, which is rated for, you know, a certain power, and I was kind of pushing my limits on that. So when all of a sudden all the bands went, you know, all the contacts just suddenly disappeared, I thought I'd burned out my tuner, and scrolled all around freaking out because it was, you know, everything below 30 megahertz. And then I said something to somebody in Slack, and they came back to me with the report on the blackout. And then I went and looked. For me, it was only probably about 10 minutes or so that there was complete blackout, because I swapped down to bands that were, you know, above 30 megahertz just to see who all was out there. So for about 30 minutes or so is what I noticed before I started getting other contacts. And unfortunately, I have to work shift tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to see everybody at the meeting. But I'll try to get on through the WebEx one. Anyway, KS1PTY, back to net.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that with us. It's kind of a humorous story, actually. I can almost just picture the look on your face when that happened. It's like, oh no, I broke it. I mean, it's kind of like a teenager when you do something, think you've destroyed it, and your dad's going to kill you when he gets home. So that's kind of funny. Well, all right, folks. This has been the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net that we hold every week at 8 p.m. here on this repeater on Wednesday nights. We also do a general technical net on Sunday nights. So tune in then also. And everybody in the world is welcome to join us on our club meeting tomorrow night, either in person or the link, of course, for WebEx is still up on the website, so you can check that out. And with that, we'll bring this all to a grinding halt, and we will see you all tomorrow night. So this is N7IVV returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo, Sierra, 1, Papa, Yankee, disconnected.